Rubaiyat of Omar Khayyam. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by Algy Pug. Rubaiyat of Omar Khayyam. A paraphrase from several literal translations. By Richard Le Gallienne. A new edition with 50 added quatrains. Section 0. Introduction. To Julie Norrigard. To the reader. I am told that an apology would be expected of me for this humble attempt to add to the poetry of nations. For my part, I believe that poetry should be its own apology, and that, insofar as the following paraphrase is poetry, it will need no further justification. However, as there is another name upon the title page besides my own, perhaps I owe it to my reverence for Omar Khayyam and Edward Fitzgerald to make a few minor explanations. To plead that the idea of a new verse rendering of Omar Khayyam was not my own unassisted impertinence is but to hint at the originality of the English publisher without easing the burden of my responsibility. As for that very minor matter, my Persian, I will put it to my friends of the Omar Khayyam Club, whether Persian be any necessary adjunct or true ornament of your true Omarian. Indeed, I have a notion, which of course may be quite erroneous, that a knowledge of Persian disqualifies one for membership in that genial society. It would seem a sort of unkindness towards Fitzgerald, as suggesting, what it is the growing fashion to forget, that there ever was any such person as Omar at all. However, there seems to be no real doubt that there was, and that he has transmitted across some 700 years a series of cabalistic ink stains, like the markings on flowers, which Messrs. Nicolas, Winfield, and McCarthy agree in interpreting as nearly alike as is no matter. Of these rose leaves, freaked with jet, these rubaiyat, these quatrains, Omar's editors count, roughly, some 500, many of which are of doubtful authenticity. These, in the original manuscripts, are subject to an arbitrary alphabetical arrangement, which is no arrangement. They are a veritable potpourri of wine-stained petals, red, yellow, and white. Maybe the Saki gathered them that night he went across the grass, and that sad moon arose. Probably the original rose of Omar was, so to speak, never a rose at all, but only petals toward the making of a rose, and perhaps Fitzgerald did not so much bring Omar's rose to bloom again as make it bloom for the first time. The petals came from Persia, but it was an English magician who charmed them into a living rose. Well, out of that hoard of wine-stained rose leaves, Fitzgerald made his wonderful rose of the 101 petals, purple rose incomparable for glory and perfume. He had chosen many of the richest petals, but he had left many behind, and it is chiefly of these that I have made my little yellow rose. I have persisted in this image because it is really an accurate description of what I conceive to have been Fitzgerald's method of dealing with his original, as it describes my own method of manipulating the translations on which the following poem is based. In making my version, I have, of course, employed the former quatrain naturalized by Fitzgerald, naturalized, it must be remembered, and not invented, the unrhymed third line being a feature of the original rubai, and the melody of the whole quatrain being accounted by those able to judge a beautiful echo of the old Persian music. There appears to be this difference, however, that the rhymes in the Persian are trisyllabic, a metrical effect not dignified in English. One slight variation of the accepted form I have occasionally attempted, following what appears to be a trick of emphasis not infrequently employed in the original, the repetition of one emphatic word three times in lieu of rhymes, as in this quatrain. Would you seek beauty? Seek it underground. Would you find strength? The strong are underground. And would you next year seek my love and me? Who knows but you must seek us underground. To Mr. McCarthy's charming prose version, I have to express my chief obligation. Those who know...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?